It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
Hair loss in women has always been something that women whisper about, maybe among themselves, to each other. A little embarrassing to go to a doctor about. You know, men, they talk about it all the time. We've been seeing Hair Club for Men commercials for 30 years. But women, not so much. It's a bit more of an embarrassing situation. And my guest is dual board certified facial plastic surgeon, Dr. James Murata. So, Dr. Murata, hair loss, pretty common in women, yes. Huh?
Pretty common in women. And actually, women are more concerned about loss of hair than men are. Because, just as you stated, it's not something that they expect. It's something they find extremely embarrassing. And every day in my practice, I have women coming in with the dire look of depression, sadness, worry, consumed with hair loss. So it can be it's actually very common in women, despite what people think. Up to about 50% of the female population experiences some degree of hair loss, and that's 30 million American women. At some point in their lives, you're going to lose some hair. So it's a very common problem.
What are the main causes?
The main cause, and I know most people want to hear this, is what's called female pattern hair loss, which we don't really have the mechanisms for well described. In fact, in most women, the cause is unknown. Only a small percentage of those patients are what we call androgen sensitive. So there are some... The abnormality that's present in men, sensitivity to the male hormones or androgens or testosterone, that abnormality is present in women only about 30 to 40% of the time. The majority of the time, we really don't know. There's lots of other causes for hair loss, though, and some things like autoimmune disorders, thyroid hormone imbalances, obviously sensitivity to androgens or having an ovarian disease called polycystic ovarian disease, vitamin A overdosing, anemia, or low blood count, skin disorders, and then there's more rare scarring conditions of the scalp, will fall into physical conditions called alopecia areata or scarring alopecias. Physical, emotional stress.
I was going to ask you, are there stressors that, now I know there's trichotillomania, there's things like that where women, that's just an OCD, and there's things like that, but can stress make you lose your hair? Because we all lose a certain amount of hair every day anyway.
Absolutely. We all lose a certain amount of hair in a certain degree. A certain amount of hair is normal. About 100 hairs to shed a day is normal. Actually, when I evaluate female hair loss, there's something I do called the hair pull test, where I actually test the strength of the hair. If more than 6 hairs come out in that hair pull test, I know that they are experiencing excessive or abnormal hair loss. But yes, absolutely, it's not an old wives' tale. Physical stress to the hair is a very big cause of it. So, excessive blow drying, weaving, tight hair buns, anything
coloring over all that stuff. We've been hearing that for years, yeah.
Yeah, that's all physical stress. But, yes, the emotional stress certainly can lead to hair loss. Not only the experience of the emotional stress can cause hair loss, what happens to you when you get stressed causes hair loss. So, for example, if you're stressed, you may not be eating properly. You may not be sleeping well. You may not be taking care of your body and your mind. And that's, of course, can contribute to hair loss. So that's the first... some of the first questions that I'll run through with women and see if there's any of those both physical stressors or emotional stressors going on in their lives.
So after you've determined kind of what the, cause is, and you don't know, as you've said, there's, sometimes you're just not going to know what the cause is. What is the first line of defense? Women want to know about treatments, Dr. Murata. So biotin, Rogaine, give us treatments.
Yeah, well, for women, the diagnosis becomes really more of a critical thing. Yes, as I said, the majority of times it turns out to be it's simply what we call male pattern hair loss. However, your first thing to do is to rule out other medical problems. And so much more for women than I do for men, it involves a medical evaluation. So we'll get thyroid function tests. We will test the sex hormones, androgens and estrogens in the blood. We will get a CBC to test, make sure there's no anemia going on. In some cases, if I see an irregular pattern of hair loss that appears to what we call scarring alopecia, I will actually perform a scalp biopsy. And obviously now, okay, if you have a thyroid imbalance, I will send you to your endocrinologist and you're going to get on a thyroid hormone, and that a lot of times will help the hair to come back. If you've got anemia, we're going to start with iron supplements. But in the case where there is no cause, no clear medical cause, and it's female pattern hair loss, if absolutely Rogaine is the, or minoxidil is the generic name, that is the FDA-approved treatment to regrow hair. I tell women, you're going to use the male strength, the 5%. The foam is the better delivery system now. It doesn't dry the scalp out as much. It's available now over the counter. It is the one thing that if you have hair loss is a progression. So if you look closely at the scalp, you can see that some patients have what we call vellus hairs. Vellus hairs are hairs that haven't fallen out, but they're miniaturized. They're going to fall out. You can rescue some of those vellus or finer hairs by using a topical product like Rogaine. And so I tell people, you may not grow the hair back, but you're going to thicken those small vellus hairs, and you're not going to lose as much hair if you get on something like that.
So
you can use, yes, go ahead.
If you're using, minoxidil, Rogaine, and you're using what you say, call the men's strength, side effects. Women are worried about, long term, is this going to be worse? Is it, is it something that is bad? There's a side effect or no?
It's a pretty rare to have side effects with minoxidil. Most common side effect is itching or scalp irritation or hypersensitivity or allergy to it. So if that were to occur, certainly it's reversible. You can stop it. If I test the female hormones and they do have hyperandrogenism, then treating with some of the androgen blockers is possible in females, and some of those that are what we call flutamide, spironolactone, those are all different pills that we can prescribe. But in some cases, you have to be very careful that the woman's, number one, she's not of childbearing age, and she's not taking these pills, because if you block androgens and the woman is of childbearing age and has a male child, that can cause what we call fetal feminization. So it's very important. Postmenopausal women, obviously, that's not an issue. Those are not FDA approved. Physicians are allowed to prescribe those medications, but they're what we call off-label prescriptions. The other thing you can do, and there's some good data now that actually does work, is low-level laser light therapy. The initial studies on some of the devices were very spotty. I did not recommend it to women before these last round of FDA studies came out showing that. And the product that I carry in my office is called a HairMax laser comb. The only reason I carry that particular product because they did go out and do the clinical studies, and they have good data behind it. So it's definitely something that's something.
And you have a website, MariattaMD.com. We only have 20 seconds left, Dr. Murata.
Sure, yes.
Please give us your best advice.
Sure, MariattaMD.com.
MariattaMD.com.
Yes. My best advice is you have to seek out the advice of a hair care surgeon, somebody who treats hair loss both medically and surgically. Get evaluated and get treated.
Get evaluated, get treated. Don't be ashamed, ladies. It's something that millions and millions of women are suffering from. And there is help out there, and Dr. Murata has explained a few of the treatments. There's laser treatments and Rogaine, minoxidil. There's things we can do, so we don't have to be ashamed. It's not just a man's problem. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.